BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. In an apparent challenge to the powerful military in Egypt, the country's newly elected Islamist president Mohamed Morsi has ordered Parliament to reconvene. His order goes against a ruling last month by the Constitutional Court that the Parliament was illegitimate. John Lyne reports from Cairo.
This move by President Morsi suggests he's on course for a new confrontation with the military council, barely a week after he was sworn into office. Just before he was elected, the military dissolved Parliament following a ruling by the Constitutional Court. Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, who dominated Parliament, have never accepted the decision. Now it appears that the new president wants to assert his power. According to the political party, the Muslim Brotherhood, Parliament could be reconvened as early as tomorrow.
The authorities in Nigeria have imposed an overnight curfew in Plateau State after two Nigerian politicians died during an attack by gunmen on a funeral for dozens of people killed near the city of Jos. The officials said that the attack was carried out by herdsmen from the Fulani ethnic group. Will Ross reports from Lagos.
A military spokesman confirmed the deaths of the senator from the governing party, Giang Dantong, and another politician from the regional government. The two men had just attended the funeral for 37 people from their Borom ethnic group. They were killed by gunmen on Saturday. The spokesman said after the burial, shooting broke out, and the two politicians died not from bullets, but from shock. The Christian Borom people have been in a cycle of violence with the Muslim Fulani herdsmen. They're in dispute over the ownership of the land in Plateau State and over the access to resources.
The Likud party of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has unanimously approved a plan that would end exemptions from conscription from ultra-Orthodox Jews and Arab Israelis. The issue has become increasingly controversial in Israel, with demonstrations by thousands who've served in the army demanding that all Israelis share the burden of military service. The international envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, has arrived in Damascus on his third visit, aimed at trying to resolve the crisis in Syria. On Saturday, Mr. Annan acknowledged that his peace plan had so far failed to stop the violence. Here's Jim Muir.
The ceasefire, which is the centrepiece of Mr. Annan's six-point plan, has collapsed completely. In recognition of that, the UN observer mission, which was supposed to be monitoring compliance with it, has been grounded. Having failed to pave the way for a political dialogue by ending the violence, the emphasis is now the other way round, on trying to get the politics right, in the hope that that will help pacify the situation on the ground. So Mr. Annan is focusing on arrangements for a political transition through the creation of some kind of unity government that would bring together loyalist and opposition elements.
World News from the BBC. Six American soldiers have been killed by a roadside bomb in the east of Afghanistan, according to US officials. One NATO soldier died in another attack earlier on Sunday, and 18 Afghan civilians were killed by three roadside bombs in the province of Kandahar. Several thousand survivors of the Srebrenica massacre have marked its 17th anniversary by marching through the hills of eastern Bosnia, reenacting their grueling escape from the Bosnian Serb forces led by General Radko Mladic. Around 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed by Serb troops after they'd overrun the United Nations enclave of Srebrenica. Local Serbs held their own rival event today, commemorating more than 3,000 of their soldiers and civilians who died in the three-year war. It's now known that over 170 people were killed by the recent flooding in Russia's southern Krasnodar region. A BBC correspondent who reached the worst affected town of Krimsk said it looked as though a tsunami had struck. The Swiss tennis star Roger Federer has won his seventh Wimbledon singles title, dashing British hopes that the Scottish player Andy Murray might become the first Briton to win the championships in over 70 years. The Swiss won three consecutive sets after Murray clinched the first. He's now equaled Pete Sampras' record of seven wins at Wimbledon. In an emotional speech on centre court, Murray thanked the British public for their support and jokingly told the crowd he was getting closer to a Grand Slam win, before giving this emotional message.
Everybody always talks about the pressure of playing at Wimbledon, how tough it is, but it's not the people watching. They make it so much easier to play. The support has been incredible, so thank you.
BBC News.